are now listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Beard? It's Saturday. It's not Friday. FNMC is Saturday. But with all good reasoning.
We kind of forgot to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one good reason. I guess that's not really a good reason.
It's not really a good reason, but it's the honest reason.
We got tied up. I passed out before I shit myself. Either way.
I fell asleep.
And then, either way, today was pre-release of Theros.
Yep.
Not to say that we played pre-release matches.
Got the cards, though.
We got the cards, but...
Don't know how that happened.
Anyway, it's me, David.
And Beatty.
And here we are on Saturday.
Saturday at 5 o'clock. Jeez, we are slacking. This is bad. We have to have some sort of fucking schedule stuff for us. So...
We need a guy to run through the door and fucking smack us and throw us in the chair at a certain time.
Yeah. Stop playing fucking magic. Record your fucking episode, you fucks.
But
oh, as fuck.
Yesterday we did watch World War Z. That did happen.
Indeed. We watched World War Z, and we got a review for you. Well, I watched World War Z. Dave saw the inside of his eyelids.
I watched the first half of it, and then while everybody watched it on the TV, I managed to sync up with my iPad at the same point and went and laid on the bed. Not the best move on my part.
Nope, no, it wasn't.
I passed out, and I woke up maybe for a second, and I was like, oh shit, this is happening, and I went back to bed.
Nice.
So, Beatty, how was your review of World War Z?
I enjoy zombie movies. You know, that being said, World War Z was not a bad movie. It was pretty decent. You know, it stars Brad Pitt, and really, I think that's it. There's no one else in it that's really famous. It's just Brad Pitt. Him and his family wake up one morning. They're in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, whatever city's there. In Philadelphia, and just zombie outbreak just starts happening. You know, zombies start running over the city. People getting fucking attacked. They're not like regular zombies. They're fucking super zombies. They fucking leap like fucking crazy, like Spider-Man fucking leaps from building to building. It's just like super zombies. They jump. They fucking run really fast, and you know, there's no real explanation of, you know, how the zombies, you know, became, like, what's turning them into zombies. And that's, you know, Brad Pitt's pretty much job. Before he retired his job, he was a UN inspector. And pretty much his old colleague, or his boss, I guess, at the UN calls him back in to find out what's going on. And him and his family go to a battleship, and they stay there. So it's pretty much Brad Pitt's job. Brad Pitt. There we go. Can't speak today. Fucking Brad Pitt.
Brad Prick.
Brad Pricks. It was pretty much Brad Pitt's job to find out what's going on, if there's a cure, you know, where this all started, and how we could fight the zombies. And that's pretty much the entire movie in a nutshell. It's a 2-hour fucking movie. He goes all over the fucking place. He goes from America to fucking South Korea to Jerusalem to fucking the UK. He's all over the fucking place in that movie. And that's pretty much the movie. You know, there's no other, you know, anything else that happens. You know, that's it. Now, that being said, about, you know, that I like movies, I like zombie movies and shit, I always have one big problem with zombie movies, and that is that in the real world, right, if a zombie ever happened, like a zombie apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
I feel there's been enough zombie movies that people would know what the fuck to do at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the zombie, like, in this movie, you get bit, you get turned into a zombie within, like, fucking 11 seconds.
Yeah.
What fucking kind of crackhead shit is that? It's usually like a couple hours. It's 11 seconds.
You go through like a fever. There's a whole
You die. Yeah, you have a fever. You die. Blah blah. And then you turn into a zombie and you're crawling or running, depending on which zombie lore you like to listen to nowadays.
This fucking zombie movie. They were faster than. They were some of them were faster than cars. They're fucking zooming.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is this? So in this movie, you get changed in like 11 seconds. But, again, my problem is, In zombie movies, do other zombie movies never existed?
I guess so.
Because fucking, if a zombie fucking started coming after me, I know instinctively to fucking aim for the fucking head.
Yeah.
Get something and hit it in the fucking head a couple times.
Whack the shit out of it.
I feel like people in zombie movies are stupid. Like, seriously.
Most horror movies.
Yeah. Well, most horror movies, people are fucking stupid.
Like that one bitch that goes in the fucking cell and like, oh, there's nothing down here.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder what's down here.
The dark cellar where random noises are coming from. Yeah, no, fuck that.
Let me go find out what's down here. I think I'm curious.
I'd be out of the fucking house. Fuck that shit.
Stupid.
Stupid fucking motherfuckers. But anyway, yeah, so that's my one problem with zombie movies nowadays. You know, I just feel like, you know, people have, if something like that ever did happen, people would, you know, have at least some knowledge of how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like, you know, a zombie apocalypse lasts like maybe 11 minutes. At most. You know, like I was saying last night, I'm gonna direct a zombie movie. It's gonna be a 20-minute fucking movie. What's gonna happen is you're gonna introduce the characters. Something's gonna happen. You're gonna see a zombie strutting across the fucking street. People are gonna say, oh shit, look, it's a zombie. Hit it in the fucking head, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the end of the movie. No zombie apocalypse. You realistically, you know how to deal with them. Fuck that shit. And, you know, That's how I feel about zombies and zombie movies. I mean, I love them. Don't get me wrong. They're great. But I just feel people are really stupid in zombie movies. Like, they don't know what to do. Like, never seen, like, a zombie movie before.
I mean, I think it's because we've seen so many zombie movies at this point that we expect, like, oh, come on, just fucking shoot in the head. You know, that's why zombie movies are the way they are, because they always have to discover what the fuck they need to do to kill it.
Again, even still, in the real world, like unless in the movie universe of the zombies, zombie movies ever existed.
Which I find impossible, because in the movie they're like, oh, there's an email with the word zombie.
Yeah.
You fucking know what zombie is.
Yeah. In the email, they discover that India sent out an email saying with the word zombie contained into it. So obviously they knew what zombies were.
But did not have any prior knowledge into killing them.
No, my
in India, they didn't get that show.
My favorite part about the movie is this. Okay, Brad Pitt, like, once someone gets bit, he looks at them and starts counting to himself, like, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, and timing how long it takes for that person to get infected and to change. So he fucking knew that if you get bit by these things, you're going to turn into one of them. So he knew that. And he's just counting out to see how long it takes.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out that loud noises would fucking attract him, though. Where he's fucking shooting guns and fucking attracting them. And fucking keeps his fucking phone on extremely fucking loud. Where his wife fucking calls him and attracts a horde of zombies to them. What, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? Put that shit on vibrate.
And they lose the captain. They lose a few men.
They lose quite a few people that need to help them. Put that shit on fucking vibrate. My phone's on fucking vibrate. It's not that hard.
And it's all the time. So at least if the zombie apocalypse breaks out, your mother calls, you know.
Yeah, I'll be safe for fucking 20 minutes.
I'll call you.
Until my fat ass gets tired of running and I get killed.
Just hide.
Yeah, right.
Hide with your vibrated phone. So what was your beady thumbs?
I mean, obviously, also, it's loosely based on the book, but it has nothing to do with the book.
Yeah.
The book is just a compilation of short stories of different events. So, not really based on the book. Nothing really. But they make reference to, like, characters in the book and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give this 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Which is average. It's not a spectacular movie.
It
didn't need to be 2.5 hours fucking long, or 2 hours long.
Yeah.
It could have cut some shit out. It really didn't need that.
Yeah, listen, if it wasn't 2 hours long, I might have seen the whole movie.
Yeah, it's true. If it was 2 hours long, you could have...
I would have been up.
You could have had a review on this also. But what did you think of what you saw?
From what I saw, there was some spots in the movie, some parts or tidbits where I thought the acting wasn't as fucking... Spot as on. Spectacular as it was supposed to be.
We lost Boston.
What do you mean we lost Boston? Like, he's fucking to say exactly how it sounds. We lost Boston. What do you mean? You already lost fucking 7 out of the places. You don't think that you
could
lose Boston?
And
Boston's fucking impenetrable? Like, oh, Boston, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that it was unable to be taken.
Oh my god, the best part is when he's in Jerusalem, and it's Israel, I think.
Yeah,
he's in Israel, right? And he goes there because he finds out from somebody that the Israelis, and he finds out from somebody in South Korea that the Israelis erected a wall around their city weeks before anything ever happened. So he's going there to find out. I'm not sure if you were worried for this. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So he meets with the head of Mossad, and pretty much when Brad Pitt asks, why did you build the walls, he pretty much explains it by saying it's because of the 10th man system. And he explains it by saying, you know, back in the 40s, you know, the Jewish people didn't think we'd be put into concentration camps. In the 70s, we didn't think we'd be slaughtered in the Olympics. Or that, you know, the Afghanistans would, you know, like the Muslims would move towards our territories and kill us. So pretty much it's the job of the 10th. You have a committee of 9, and then you have a 10th man.
Yeah.
And it's the job of the 10th man to completely disagree with the other 9 members and to seek out what he thinks would be right. And completely, you know, disagree with everybody else.
Yeah.
So if everybody says, oh, zombies is a code word for something else, it's the job of the 10th man to say, no, zombies means fucking zombies. We're going to get killed. We're going to get eaten.
Yeah.
So that's what the 10th man system was, and people agreed with them. So that's why, you know, the Israelis managed to erect a wall around their city. But then fuck it all up.
Didn't last too long.
Didn't last too long because they erected the fucking wall around the city.
And the
but somehow
started singing away.
They started singing over a fucking loudspeaker. The Muslims and the Israelis, I don't know, they're celebrating they're finally getting together.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are they doing?
They're celebrating they finally have peace together. Start singing over a fucking loud system. The zombies
hear
this shit.
They had peace together. They were in pieces after that.
Zombies fucking hear this shit. They start fucking climbing over each other. Like, start forming a fucking wall of a ladder over each other and manage to jump over the fucking wall. I'm like, are you kidding me? You fucking stupid motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
And yet again with those super zombies. Somehow they,
Yeah.
Besides being fucking dead as shit.
Yeah, I've always wondered. Like, not even in this movie, because they were, like, fresh kill.
Yeah.
They weren't really rotting. But, like, in movies like, you know, the remake Dawn of the Dead, right? The people are dead for a while, right?
Yeah.
So when they're rotting and running, when they're running, their body is rotting away, technically, right? Wouldn't their body fall apart just by them trying to run?
Yeah.
So, like, how?
Especially in hot territories.
Yeah, and then that fucking movie take place in the middle of fucking...
Yeah.
The
sun
was
blazing.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Like, wouldn't the zombies be, like, fucking decomposed, running and falling apart at the same time?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how that happens. You know, George A. Romero here on the spot. Zombies are fucking slow. Sorry to tell you that, folks. Zombies don't run. They're slow as shit. They know how to eat. They know basic impulses. Eat, and that's it.
And
think
shit,
they,
I guess.
You think they had the fucking coordination to fucking run? You kidding me?
No,
fuck that shit. Even in Walking Dead, they're slow as shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And even they bring up the point of summer and winter and how it may affect them.
Yeah.
Saying that the summer they'll be slow, but they'll also be still...
rotting.
Still kind of fresh. I mean, the winter, they mean.
Yeah.
They'll be slower in the winter.
But they're preserved more because it's cold.
They're still preserved.
In the summer, they're just fucking rotting apart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I give the World War Z 3.5 out of 5. How about you?
For the half of the movie I saw, I'd agree. 3.5 seems fitting.
Yeah, you really didn't miss much after the, after you fell asleep. You really didn't miss much. Like, he goes to the, I don't want to actually spoil it. Fuck it. See the movie, people. Just watch the movie. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it up. I have to watch it on the iPad now. And I won't be lying in bed.
How about you just watch it on the TV, on your DVD player, like a normal person?
Because I like the comfort of laying down and watching it.
Yeah, but then you fall asleep. So you
sit, like,
so sit in a chair.
It'll be like 300. I'd fucking start that movie 15 minutes in, he's laying down that bitch in the bed, and I'm out.
How the fuck do you fall asleep on 300?
I've never seen it.
It is such a great fucking movie. I don't understand you.
Fell asleep every time.
Imagine fucking stay awake for that shitty movie Jose showed us. Fucking Ink.
I was sitting.
Imagine stay awake for that fucking piece of shit.
What?
Huh?
Oh, for some reason I thought today was Sunday. It's Saturday. If it was Sunday, we'd be fucked because we already missed a day to podcast.
Yeah. We missed 2 days. We would have missed 2 days, actually.
Because I thought maybe Dexter was on tonight.
Oh, no. Dexter's not. You know Dexter for you. How was it coming, anyway?
Dexter, I don't know. It's just getting really stupid. Like, Breaking Bad progressively gets better.
Yeah.
And it's in its final episodes, and Dexter just progressively gets stupid. I mean, it's always been getting stupid, because there's really not much you can add to that storyline. I mean, crazy things happen that you wouldn't expect, but you need to have those crazy things, because you got nothing else left.
And seeing as how the series is based on a series of three books.
Yeah.
And how they drag out eight seasons.
I don't know. I still enjoy the show. I still watch it. I mean, I don't watch it as fast as I watch Breaking Bad. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm doing it
now. Is that your fucking presence? But still, he's on the move to Argentina with his son. And the serial killer, Hannah McCain.
Hannah Montana?
Hannah Montana, Hannah McCain. Except that tongue's not out. And she's not naked. So, I mean, she is naked when they're doing it, but
yeah,
I move on. I'll move on from that. So,
moving on.
There's a storm coming that's going to ground all the planes, so
yeah,
they got to move quick.
Okay.
But Dex is having a struggle within himself to chase the serial killer. Yeah, I don't know.
What
sorry.
The fuck was that?
I was whistling for fucking eagles outside. Like, I'm gonna see a giant shadow fly, but I'm going to see a giant soaring eagle. Pacaw, pacaw, I'm a bird. Pacaw, pacaw. I'm an eagle.
I'm an eagle. Pacaw.
I'm on your roof. I'm an eagle.
Did you call for me? Haha.
So, the serial killer that basically I had spoke about, Dr. Vogel, is who made the code for Dexter. He considers it, he basically has like a sense of that his that's his mother, because basically she did birth who he is as a person.
Okay.
So he was like, "Oh, I was too old. I was too young to do anything for my real mother who had died, but I'm not. I'm an old. I'm grown now. I can do things. So he's a big boy now. He doesn't wear the diapers. He's able to flush the toilet. So now he'll go out and do some things.
Big boy.
So, pretty much, he has him in his kill room.
With the killer?
Dexter has the killer in his kill room.
Okay.
He says, "I don't want to be here." Dexter says. Basically, he changes everything. He's like, "I don't want to be here. There was a time when this was my favorite moment where I wanted to kill, where I couldn't wait for the kill. I can't stand being here anymore." So he lets him live. Calls up Deborah, his sister.
That's not going to be a good thing.
Basically, come and arrest him. He's here.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there's a marshal chasing, following Deborah Morgan because he's suspecting that she's keeping Hannah McKay in her house. Which he's completely right. This is happening. So, he comes, sees the guy tied in, and the killer's like, "Oh, please let me out. This man tied me up. He's going to kill me." He ties him up. He gets stabbed the fuck up.
The marshal?
The marshal. Because
nice.
He was a dumb, stupid motherfucker.
Nice.
So, he escapes. Deborah walks in. She gets shot in the stomach. He leaves. So, now he's still on the run. Dexter fucked up. Didn't kill him. And that's what's happening right now.
Why?
There's like one episode left.
What the? And it's the series finale, isn't it?
Yeah.
What the fuck could they possibly do?
I don't know.
It's like,
basically, this episode is going to be a race between getting on the plane to go to wherever the fuck they're going to go, Argentina.
Yeah, but is he going to kill the fucking other serial killer?
Yeah, and doing that.
You see, this is what I don't like about TV shows sometimes. Like, they'll drag out the fucking story for like a last season.
Yeah.
And then they'll fucking just rush that last episode and it'll be shit.
Yeah.
That's how Dexter will end. On a low note.
And that'll be
the
end of it all.
Yeah. That's how Dex is going to end. On a shit note.
But,
at least with Breaking Bad, they fucking progressively...
I can't wait to fucking see that episode.
They progressively fucking do something.
I cannot wait to see that episode. It's going to be sick.
Fucking awesome. Say my name.
Oh, this... Basically, did I explain what's going on in Breaking Bad?
You may have explained to me, but explain to our viewers.
Okay.
Our six listeners.
A couple of listeners. So right now, Breaking Bad, he had gone and done everything for his family.
Yeah. Because of the cancer, I'm sure.
Of the cancer, yes. So, let's just put it this way. His family has turned on him.
Well, I found out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the brother-in-law, Hank, the DEA...
Did they find out this episode or this season?
Yes.
Okay.
They found out just last episode.
Nice.
The son did, at least. The wife knew.
Okay.
She was obviously she was like filtering the money for him.
Yeah.
With the car wash.
Okay.
So basically the DEA, his brother-in-law Hank, finds out, arrests him. I believe I explained this with the barrel money, and he gets brought out to the desert, and the Nazis come.
Yeah.
He gets killed, Hank.
The brother-in-law?
Yeah. And meanwhile, before he arrested Walt, he called up his wife, oh, I got him. So she approaches Walter's wife.
Okay.
Skyler. And says, oh, I want you to be prepared. Walt was arrested. He's in processing right now, and Hank, meanwhile, has no idea that Hank is dead. So, she's like, you need to tell Walter Jr., basically Walter's son, obviously. So, he freaks out. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. This has gotta be a bullshit. You gotta be lying to me.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, they're in the house. Here comes Walter walking in. Oh, you gotta get your shit. You gotta pack up everything. So, Skyler's like, where's Hank, Walt? Where's Hank?
Yeah.
And he's like, I tried to save him. So, now, Walter Jr.'s like, Uncle Hank's dead. Like, now everyone's freaking out. Skyler gets a knife and goes to stab Walt. And basically goes to defend. And she starts swinging away. Yeah. She's slicing and dicing.
Okay.
So now Walter and Skyler are fighting. And Walter Jr. breaks in, protects his mother, and picks up the phone, calls the police on his father.
Jesus Christ.
So now he's on the run. Because there's this whole system in Breaking Bad where his attorney... Saul.
Yeah.
Goodman, or whatever his name is. He makes a phone call. A guy comes up in a minivan. You get in it, and that's the last way they'll hear of you. You don't have a name. You get everything changed. You become a new person. Your history's wiped clean.
Yeah. It's like secrets. It's like, witness protection almost.
Yeah. So basically,
except the illegal version.
So basically, he gets in the car and drives off, and that's the end of that episode.
One hug.
But before that, let me go quick. He kidnaps the fucking his daughter.
The fuck? Why?
Holly. Because basically, like, oh, you take my son away from me. You tell my son I told you one thing not to do that. He's fucking cursing at her on the phone.
Yeah.
While the fucking police are tapped into the call. Because they're there with her.
Yeah.
Because obviously she reported the daughter missing. You told my son the one thing I fucking told you to do. And I said, and he goes, I said, holy shit. So he goes, you're a stupid bitch. And she goes, I'm sorry. She starts apologizing
to him.
Oh,
my God.
So he's crying because obviously he really didn't want to take the daughter. But he just, and what he's saying, he doesn't want to say.
Yeah.
But before he leaves and gets in the van, he drops the daughter off at a fire department.
Yeah.
And they bring her back, obviously. And he gets in the van and he leaves. That's Breaking Bad.
Damn. How many episodes left?
I think one.
Oh, shit.
Or two. I don't know.
You know what Jose told me?
What?
He goes, I watched the first episode of that series, like the very first episode.
Yeah.
Because I heard the guy from Malcolm in the Middle was in it, right?
Yeah.
But then I found out he wasn't funny, so I stopped watching the show.
You're not going to be funny in it. Why would you be funny? It's fucking about making fucking meth.
That's what Jose's exact words for. Where I found out he wasn't going to be funny in it, so I stopped watching the show.
He's a dick.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Jose, are you kidding me? It's a great fucking show. I mean, I really haven't... I'm not that up to date with it, but I fucking at least watched some of the episodes.
It's crazy, that show. I'm going to miss that show.
I wonder what he's going to do after.
I don't know. You can pretty much do whatever the fuck he wants at this point. Because with this show... His career is, even though how old he is,
he's old,
and how late in his career this is, has built his career.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you know how many movies he's done so far just from this one show?
He was in Total Recall.
And he was in a bunch of other shit. He was in Argo.
Argo, yeah.
He was in, I think, another handful of movies, but these are movies he would not have if he hadn't done the show.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have got the show off fucking Malcolm in the Middle.
No, he wouldn't have.
Oh, wait, I got that guy from Malcolm in the Middle.
How did he get this part?
I really don't know.
That's pretty fucking...
That's one thing I don't know.
That's one mystery we have to solve. How did Bryan Cranston get this job?
Where in the world is Common Sandiego?
Where in the world is Bryan Cranston?
Where did he get this... Where did he get this part?
I would always imagine that giant fucking head. like the animated series with the giant head.
Yeah.
I always imagine that before he goes on screen, he sniffs like a whole line of fucking coke.
Yeah.
And then goes on the screen like, you gotta tell the kids where Carmen is. Like, yeah, okay, hang on a second.
Guys, where are all those Carmen San Diego?
His fucking head explodes.
Yeah, but there was the black woman that did the live action one.
Yeah.
I wanted that bitch to wake me up in the morning.
Seriously?
Like, I wanted her as an alarm clock. Wake the fuck up!
You gotta find Carmen in San Diego!
Ah! I would have shit my pants in the bed every morning. I would have to line my bed every morning.
Fucking nice. Oh my god, that's fucking insane. Okay, so...
Oh, we got four minutes left to our mark. We might as well put in our goodies today.
Yeah, we went to pre-release for Theros.
We glitched.
Didn't play.
We glitched pre-release.
We didn't play, but we got the stuff. Somehow we didn't fucking... They allowed us to do it, but whatever. Pretty much they let us to go in and buy the pre-release boxes without having to fucking play the game.
Yeah.
Or play anybody, so we just picked up our shit and left. So, goodies to us. Fuck that shit. I wasn't doing it.
Made our decks. Theros decks. First look into Theros besides the Heroes versus Monsters, but
yeah.
This is like the first hands-on real stuff.
Yeah, the first glimpse into what will be coming out.
How we'll play for the next couple of months.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've ventured into a color that I've shit-talked most of my game.
You've actually gone back. This was one of the first decks you've ever ran.
Yeah.
Blue-Black.
Blue-Black was the first deck I ran, and it's bringing back memories. I pretty much, in my pre-release box, I pulled the Black God, Erebos, and he is just fucking broken as shit. All the gods are indestructible, but they all have their own effect.
Yeah.
His is, you pay two life, tap two, pay two life, draw a card, which is great if you want to fucking have hand control.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hesitant at first about the paying two life, but it actually does pay off. So I went blue-black, I got a lot of blue support, and, you know, hopefully, the way it plays out is that I'll fucking have some more support for blue.
Yeah. Some moral support.
Some moral support. I need that moral support. I'm sorry. I can't just do it, Dave, you see?
I need some moral support about this.
And, yeah, besides the pre-release boxes, we got a intro decks.
Which I'm surprised they had on sale today.
Yeah. You would think they'd sell it with the...
Why would they fucking do that? Why wouldn't they just... You might as well crack open the boxes and give me the packs.
I don't fucking know anymore.
If they would have sold the fact, listen, realistically, we bought all the things that Theros had to offer today besides the deck boxes and the plastic. I don't need that shit.
Yeah.
But, so, having said that, if there was a fat pack available, would you have scrounged the extra couple bucks and bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have done it as well.
What did you think of what you got today?
I loved everything. I liked the fact that we were able to get what we got. Basically, we had our own version of pre-release, and I think it might have been a little bit better than their pre-release.
Yeah.
Because we had a whole intro deck that they can't use to make the deck upstairs.
Yeah.
So we had a lot more...
variety.
We had more variety. We had more tools to work with. We had a little bit more resources that we could use to make the deck better.
Yeah.
Which, they're fully playable 60-card decks.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome, fully playable 60-card decks,
yeah,
I might add.
It's fun to play.
It's fun to play. What's that? How's that catchphrase go? Oh, fuck.
What?
There was a catchphrase back in the 90s. Like, oh, fun to play and better to something.
Better to fuck? I don't know. I don't just know that one. Well, it's fun to play, better to fuck. I bring my cards.
I'm not too sure if they would shell that to kids back in the day.
Was that a Nickelodeon? It's fun to play, better to fuck, kids.
Maybe on the Nickelodeon Cartoon Network shows.
Nick and Night, maybe.
Where they were really edgy and racy back in the fucking day, like Rocko's Modern Life and shit like that. Maybe back then,
yeah,
you could say.
Yeah, like an incognito way of saying it.
Kids, let's go fuck.
It's fun to play, and better to duck, kids. To play with your duck.
Kids, have you played with your duck here recently?
And then Nick and Night, right before Bill Cosby, they said it again to their parents.
Fucking Bill Cosby show.
I hated Nick and Knight. I wanted to slip my wrist to fucking Nick and Knight.
Really? Why?
I hated it. I hate all the shows of Nick and Knight. Well, Fresh Prince.
You hated Fresh
when they
Prince?
Finally put it on, like, years later.
You hated Fresh Prince?
No, I'm saying that was the only show I could tolerate.
Full House.
I don't remember Full House being on Nick at Night.
Full House is on Nick at Night. What crock are you on?
I don't fucking remember. I remember...
It was on Nick at Night.
I remember Three's Company was on at one point.
You didn't like Three's Company?
I enjoyed Three's Company, but it was just I couldn't sit with it.
Why?
I just can't.
It's John Ritter.
That's great. But I don't have to watch him fucking for a fucking 12 marathon sometimes I had.
Oh, yeah. It was long ones.
It was Three's Company too many times. There's too many people in that company for me to handle that night.
That was a good show. Come on. Well, what else was on that fucking network? Friends was still on the air, so they didn't have it then.
Yeah.
But Friends is on now. Family Matters, anything they had on?
Family Matters. What was the show with, where the two, where the bitch would sing on the piano? Remember? And then the husband's playing, he's like, and he would drink.
What fucking shows are you watching?
Yeah, you remember? It was like, the old woman would sit down at the piano with her husband. She would sing.
Oh, All in the Family?
All in the Family.
That show was fucking...
It's funny because that old man was funny as shit.
That show is fucking racist and funny at the same time.
That's why it was funny.
You ever see the episode where the Jeffersons, George Jefferson?
Yes, actually, I did.
He fucking almost had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, they knocked at the door and he was like...
Right.
I remember.
He was like almost shit himself. The Jeffersons, that was on Nick and I, too. You know, like Jeffersons?
Jeffersons are right.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're telling me this. I want to shoot myself.
I still laugh my ass off in the fucking intro, though. We're moving on up. He's shaking back and forth. I'm like, what the fuck?
He was the prelude to Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, right. I don't know how that show's going to be. I mean, it's about him, so I guess he could shake rattle and roll all he wants.
He got the shake weight going on.
Unless the fucking whole TV's shaking. Maybe every time somebody tunes in, they bring somebody in and they have some shake the TV. Oh, he's just perfectly still. It's a TV that's shaking.
He's perfectly normal. Why do people make fun of him?
Why do they even say anything about him? He looks steady as a board.
Oh, we're going to get so much hate from this. That's great. People are going to fucking kill us.
Some big fucking man comes and shakes my TV. He comes in with a paper of insurance on his chest just because he drops it.
It's funny because I know what you actually want to say, but don't want to say.
Yeah.
It's fucking... That's great. But, anyway, we've run into this a little bit too much on...
we went back.
On fucking Nick at Night. But, yeah.
How did we go from Theros to Nick at Night now?
Because you brought it up, that's why. You brought up Nick at Night.
Oh, it's a better the fuck, yeah.
Yeah. You brought up Nick at Night, and that's how we went off into this little tangent. But anyway, did you see any of the other colors that look really good except for green's brokenness?
I think red.
Red?
Red's really good.
Yeah.
Listen, honestly, I do think that red-blue is going to be an essential color of this deck. But as Jose was saying, the blue went really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got black-blue, so hopefully it works.
Yeah.
I think my problem is my shuffles fucked me because I had no fucking things on them.
Yeah.
So I think that was my fucking little problem going on. But hopefully it gets a little bit better and we could,
Well, I mean, we got a lot more things now. I mean, using the cards out of, standard legal, I think we can make all the decks functioning. We can take the good cards from out of the, other sets, other blocks, and then add to this, but try to keep it as the same, because... Obviously, even though those cards exist for our use, M14 and all of like the Dragon's Maze or the Return of the Wrathful block, you still have to try to keep the theme with the gods and the whole enchantment thing going.
Yeah, you definitely do. You little fucker.
What?
I'm trying to cheat today.
How to cheat?
So trying to cheat.
How to try to cheat?
Oh, I want to move my stuff from my. My other deck. I'm like, I'm not doing that yet. I'm fucking using whatever deck I got today.
Hey, listen, I was thinking ahead, thinking in the future. When I put my voice of resurgence in there.
They'll pay you to think.
They don't pay you to think.
Not paying. You know what else is ending?
What?
I fucking can't wait to end.
What?
Mad Men.
I didn't watch one episode of that
fucking show. It is boring as fuck. It's a show about businessmen in the fucking, in the 50s. I don't give a shit.
It's like highly acclaimed. I'm like, how is it highly acclaimed?
Have you ever watched an episode?
No.
I fucking fell asleep. It is boring as shit.
I heard just people talking.
I love that show. It's amazing. I'm like, oh my God.
Dima watches that show.
Dima in his Beamer?
Dima in the back of my Beamer fucking watches Mad Men. Why did you want to watch Mad Men? He reminds me of like White Jose.
Jose is white.
He's Mexican, really. I'm talking about realistic Mexican and white.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's like they're very
similar,
prim. Listen. Prim proper. Like, oh, this is this. This is this, this is that, and whatever you know is bullshit.
And whatever you know is bullshit, I know everything.
Suck some caucus.
I know everything.
And that's the end of what I'm telling you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's basically, you stop listening after they say that.
Or to be honest, whenever they both start talking, I just stop listening to begin with.
When Matt called me, I told Dima today, because Matt called Dima for some reason fucking 5,000 times in a row.
Yeah.
I said, you should have answered my phone. He started laughing. He's like, no. And then he said, hello.
Why the fuck did Matt call 8,000 times?
Because he had so many questions that he doesn't think he had to ask beforehand.
Dima looks at the number and he sees the comment, he's like, fuck. Why? Why? Why me? Why do I have to answer the phones today?
Too funny.
But anyway, overall, how would you rate Theros so far?
9.
9?
Out of 5.
Well, it's gotta be a 9, where every fucking land is a scry land, apparently. Right.
I fucking like the Scry. I like that Scry's back. Like, with it. Basically, Scry is Fate Seal. And I've looked into Fate Seal, what exactly it was, yeah. And it was only printed on, like, 3 cards.
Yeah.
Fate Seal. But I enjoy it. I've never seen a Scry more than 2, though.
No, it doesn't go more than 2, I think.
Imagine it's like a Scry 5.
I fucking shit myself.
I would shit a lot. The cost of that card would probably be insane.
Who's that one?
Was it your aura again? Please, you're like putting a ghostly presence on me.
I'm gonna haunt
some
you.
Some witch doctor shit.
I'm casting a spell to haunt you. Please die. Go.
Are you sending a god on me? So now now magic's forced religion on us.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm dedicated to green.
I'm dedicated to black.
Unless I choose to get the white god, then I guess I believe in multi-gods. New gods and old.
The old gods and the new.
And the new.
Speaking of the old gods and the new, I'm shitting myself waiting for season 4 to come out.
I know.
It's like fucking, I know it's only September now, going to be October.
Well, we're really close, realistically.
Yeah, but it's still fucking a couple months away. We still got Halloween.
Let's put it this way.
Thanksgiving, it's, Christmas.
It feels like... Remember when Hobbit came out and we were all like, oh man, I can't wait for the second Hobbit?
Yeah.
It's already here.
Yeah.
It's only 2 months away. It's already on the way. Saying Hobbit, tomorrow is
Hobbit Day!
Bilbo and Frodo's birthday. Mm-hmm. Also known as Hobbit Day.
How old are they going to be?
I don't know. That I don't know. But Angela's planning to cook a Hobbit meal for me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they have Hobbit cookbooks and shit, right?
Yep.
Ah, I fucking love Hobbit meal. Can I come by?
You come by for my Hobbit meal?
Doing breakfast.
You're going to steal some off my plate, baby?
Well, not unless she cooks extra.
If she cooks extra, I don't see why it's a good deal.
Yeah, I can come by. Actually, no, I can't. I'm working in the basement tomorrow. Oh, shit.
You're a basement worker?
I'm a basement worker tomorrow, yeah.
So you really are in the Hobbit holes.
Oh, okay. So quick update. Jose didn't do what we did. He actually went to the pre-release and is actually playing. Quick update, he's 0-3. He's lost every game so far.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know why? Because he didn't go red-green.
Probably.
He pulled the red god and a red-green planeswalker and decided to go red-blue. Fucking schmuck.
Really stupid. Why would he? I don't understand him.
Because there wasn't enough support for green. There's definitely enough for support.
You could have did anything. Look at what we did. We barely had white. I barely had white in my deck. You barely had blue, but we were still able to function.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just a quick update for everybody in case they were wondering what happened to everybody else today.
Yeah. Well, Matt was here yet again. He does the usual. Angel's not with us. I mean, he's not dead. I don't want you to make it sound. Angel's no longer with us.
Our dearly departed. We bless thee, the dearly departed.
He's home doing his thing.
He's home whacking it.
Oh no, doing it.
Maybe. You never know. And Jose is losing money and time.
And we're over.
We're 10 minutes over, actually.
10 minutes over. So, with that, I think we wrap.
I think we should have to wrap.
Another episode of FNMC, but on a Saturday. Saturday, FNMC.
It's Saturday. evening.
It's Saturday evening. It's Saturday primetime television.
Which is terrible. Saturday primetime television, yeah.
People don't fucking watch TV on Saturday. Well, some people do.
I don't.
Sunday's really the days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway. We'll be back on Wednesday. Hopefully I'm back on Wednesday.
Yeah, actually, we don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday.
Wednesday's an unknown to be known by Wednesday, I guess. I really have no idea. I'll find out Tuesday what's going to happen on Wednesday. And then when do you start your things?
I start school next quarter, the week after next. And that's in the afternoon.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Well, if anything, if I'm unable to make it, try to get Jose to come here and we'll work something out. Well, we'll figure it out. If you don't see an episode, it's because something fucking drastic happened. And if you see an episode, something was planned.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. Dave's got his little academy. I'm off, but we don't have the recording device.
I mean, no matter what time, if anything, I don't think I'm going to be there till midnight.
Maybe you won't.
So we can cut up whatever time. We'll go do whatever we do. We'll do the usual run then. We'll be back here. So, there should be 99.2% sure there's going to be an episode.
Yeah.
But we'll be back Wednesday.